how eager are you to see Tebow Mania on Saturday?
I'm just eager to play the next team. And fortunately for us, it involves Tebow. So, I mean, I think I might not even get the opportunity to play against them. I don't know how they're gonna do it. But you know, what I'm worried about is their right tackle, their right guard, their center, their left guard, and their left tackle. That's what I'm facing. You know, quarterbacks are just bonus.
Justin, one of the big things, though, the Jets say, though, is the benefit of having Tebow is it makes defenses prepare for him during the week. Now, you're not playing this week, you know, but the whole Wildcat thing, you know, you played against Wildcat type teams. Does it really ramp up your preparation during the week going against a guy like that?
A little bit. Not as much as I think they would like, but a little bit. You definitely got to prepare for him because he's a dynamic player, but, I mean, it ain't too many things you can do out of Wildcat. It's pretty simple when you think about it, but it is something extra you got to prepare for. So.
But it's not, you know, we're not talking hours and hours. I mean,
you're not talking hours and hours. Not from my vantage point.
It was pretty effective when it was first unveiled a few years ago. Was that just because people hadn't seen it, or it doesn't sound like you think it's the system that's effective?
I don't know. I don't know what it was. We've had pretty much great success against teams that ran the Wildcat against us. So I think our coaches do a great job of devising a plan against it. And, obviously that'll be in effect this week also.
In retrospect, how important was that win over the Jets last week?
I don't know. I really don't. Obviously from a playoff positioning standpoint, it was important, but I think a lot of people try to give it more credit than what it was. For me personally, the Jets are just another team that we play. I don't believe in, I don't think we have a rivalry with the Jets. I really don't. I know we have one with our division foes, but for the Jets, it's just another game that we need to win.
What about all the attention they've received this summer?
That's where we're going this session. I mean, last time I checked, I played for the Giants, and I've only heard one question about the Giants. I really don't want to talk about the Jets.
So from a defensive standpoint, what are the things you want to see from the team as far as improvement in the next preseason game?
I'm just cutting down on the mental errors and not turning the football over and playing sound defense. I think we played inconsistent. We played good in spots. We had flashes, but we got to be a more consistent football team.
Do you use your take on things? I would like to talk about the Giants. Is that an important message that you feel you share with your teammates? You're such a veteran. Now,
I think we all share that.
Talking.
I think we all share that. I think for us, we have to understand it doesn't really matter what other teams do. It's about what we do. And if we play our style of football, we feel like we can compete with any team in this league. So we don't get caught up in the Tebow manias of the world, I guess would be the right phrase. We worry about what goes on at Giant Camp.
I apologize if you keep asking this. People keep saying it. Dante Whitman's the latest one to say that they kind of get your nodding here. The NFC
Championship, they kind of, there's
some
losers,
they lost it. You guys didn't win it.
I mean,
how much of this have you heard? How much of this?
Man, some sore losers in the world, aren't you? I mean, I don't care. It don't bother me much. It really doesn't. Last time I checked, we won the Super Bowl, and that's what everybody strives to get to every year. So, I'm not the type of guy to make excuses about a loss or a win. I mean, regardless. A better team won, and you play better that day. That's why it's a game. That's why we had the slogan, talk is cheap, play the game. It don't really matter what we say. It's about what we do on the football field.
Before this started with these guys, you guys came to camp saying these things that you had heard before. Where did you hear it before?
We get around.
Just people just saying it to you?
Yeah.
In your face?
Yeah.
Really? Is that a good thing? Because you need motivation? Not
we'll find out.
But it can help you. It's tough to
sure, it can help you. It also can hurt you, too.
Why?
For many reasons. And you start listening to people and start thinking to yourself, well, maybe we didn't deserve that or whatever. But, I find it amusing.
Justin, how much more expanded do you find the defense is going to get this year compared to the end of last year? Did you have everything at the end of last year, or is this year going to be another push out?
Hold on, say it again.
How much more expanded is the defense going to be this year?
Yeah, I don't know. We was pretty expanded last year. But I think every year you kind of look at, you know, what you did the previous year, and you take the goods and you take the negatives and you try to correct the negatives or cut out some of the stuff we wasn't necessarily good at. So I think our defensive coaches did a great job of kind of self-scouting us and seeing, you know, what we need to improve at. And that's been a main focus of this camp.
Just the playbook is in, and it's in the way it was last year, basically.
Well, we haven't put the whole playbook in. We're going in segments and just kind of taking our time with it. Same system we ran last year, so a lot of stuff is familiar, so it's not taking us as long to get accustomed to it.
Justin, a guy like Adrian Tracy has been kind of bouncing back between linebacker and defensive line. I mean, what do you see from him as a lineman?
I think he's explosive. I think he's a hungry kid that wants to get out there and prove people that he can play. And he's having a great camp so far. So I'm excited about where he stands right now. Where he's definitely pushing, you know, me, OC, and JPP to get better, because he's getting better. It seems like every day.
Is he another like OC Junior type?
It's funny. We do call him Young OC. They're very similar, and they have similar body styles, similar. They like to play the game similarly. So that's a good matchup for the two.
With having a real training camp this year, how much improvement have you seen from guys like Herzlick and Paysinger as compared to last year?
I think they're more comfortable. They're more aware of what this team demands of them. I think they're making strides, especially Paysinger. But those two guys are going to be another big part of the reason why we have success on defense, just showing off the versatility that we have, and especially being able to play on special teams and defense, they're an added bonus.
Last question.
Is it a little bit different this year? Normally the Jets game is in the third week of the preseason. Both teams take that a little bit more seriously as the final tune-up. Is this a little bit of a different mindset because it's week two?
Yeah, I think both teams are going to still take it pretty seriously. When the starters and the first teams are not going to play as long as we are accustomed to playing against each other. But I think I definitely expect the intensity to be there. The crowd is going to be into it, so that's going to get, the players amped for it, even though it doesn't really mean much. It's still going to be, I think, an exciting football game.